Adrenaline floods my veins, heightening my senses. Squeezing the 9mm trigger, I return fire into a dark corner on the far left. The gun muzzle flashes cease. Exits and entry points flash through my head. Greg is critically wounded. Moving him will prove to be challenging, but I won't leave him behind. I scan the row of glass-encased conference rooms for hidden threats before dragging Greg's lean frame in a drab cubicle. A guttural outcry, agonized and pain-filled, pierces the silence. At 5'8", my stature matches my physical strength. In his weakened condition, Greg has no choice but to surrender to my will. I steel myself against the tug of compassion his pained cries evoke. The blood trail, reflective as highway lanes, renews my resolve to get us both to safety. He grunts, then falls silent. Consciousness, albeit brief, abandons him to his fate. Emergency lighting casts an eerie glow over Greg's form. Ashen features conceal his normally olive complexion. Like a sadistic vampire, the bullet's path is draining vital blood from his still body. Clearly, this is an assassination attempt. But why now? We haven't had any movement in the Esposito case for months until this cryptocurrency app company pinged on our radar. But someone out there disagrees with me. It's apparent that whatever we have is enough to tag two FBI agents for execution. Leaving my service weapon unholstered, I retrieve my cell. There's a pause, then connection. The line is free of static, which is good because my brain is scrambled after the ambush. Officer down, with multiple gunshot wounds to the torso. I need an ambulance. This was a routine follow-up on a tip from a trusted informant. My left knee protests the crouched position, so I let my hips hit the floor, stretching both legs in front. Greg's head rests in my lap. With one hand palming my weapon, I use the other to cradle his damp graphite curls. The threads of silver mixed with black had attracted me 5 years earlier, and it still does today.
Set up,
Greg says. I know. The faint sound of sirens reaches my ears, but so does the gurgling of blood in Greg's throat. A series of moist coughs precedes the frothy, red-tinged foam filling his mouth. One of the bullets has penetrated his lungs, allowing air to mix with the blood filling his breathing tubes. With every breath, his vital organs are robbed of oxygen, stealing his life one painful inhale at a time. This is bad, but I push the swell of doom away. He's strong. Get! A tangle of words in an unintelligible jumble fall from his lips. The need to take cover is gone, along with the armed man. Shh! Help is on the way. I press my hand over the largest hole in his abdomen. Warm, sticky fluid covers my trembling digits, outlining my palm in seconds.
Too late,
he rasps. The denial dies on my lips. As an experienced bureau agent, I'm well acquainted with death and its many shapes. But Greg, he's mine. My comfort with him, with us, is a bloody reminder of my failure. I got too close to happy. Again. When he leaves, even if I'm assigned a new partner, I'll be alone. What's more, is the ambush was for my partner. None of the bullets tonight were aimed at me, even when I returned fire. What had I missed? What information did Greg know that I didn't? And why am I discovering that the man who was my everything withheld details that led us to here? Me on the losing end of living. Save your strength, I whisper. We'll need it to slaughter the assholes who tried to kill us. His hazel eyes have dulled to matte gray from the pain twisting his classic Italian male face into a horror mask I know I'll never erase. He brushes my forearm. His touch, usually firm and sure, is slack against death's grip. Blood from the gunshot wound to his abdomen glistens, the crimson stain concealing its color in the midnight blue of his FBI field jacket. Lips that once formed his rare smile part. I lean forward, anticipating one final message he'll give to me. Will he use...